I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Browns currently a 1.5-point favorite at BetRivers against the Broncos. Total here is 40.5. I'm going to try and get all the updated injury information. Tyler, see if we can get, like, what do we got here in terms of injuries here? Do we know who's in and who's out? I know Jedrick Wills is going to play. Do we have an Odell Beckham report? Jarvis Landry is going to play tonight for the Browns. So I don't think this is going to change kind of like the handicap here, Ken. So what do you got here for us?
Well, so like we kind of need to tell the story of this week, right? So like Monday, like you and I both bet Denver. We go on, we do the show. We talk about how much we like Denver. We basically say 4, we love 3.5 minus 110 is good. I say basically at that point, I would probably stop as it starts getting toward 3. You're kind of in the same boat. I know I asked you to clarify on Tuesday, pretty much like a similar situation. You still like Denver a little bit, you know, like juice 3, that kind of stuff. Then after we have that whole discussion, we put the bets in on Denver. Baker Mayfield has declared out Case Keenum's going to start. The number plummets through the key number of 3. Now we've been dealing it with like 1, 1.5, and 2, basically, the entire last couple days. You and I have kind of like briefly mentioned this on the air. You had mentioned you're thinking about what's like called middling the game, trying to create a middle, which is that you play. You're creating a middle because you're playing Cleveland under 3. You're basically hoping the game lands 3 because you win both bets for people who have never done that before. I'll just tell you, like, I've been waiting, just like thinking about what to do. I have not placed a bet on the opposite side yet. Probably either in this break or right at the conclusion of the show, I'm going to seek out whatever the lowest price is, Cleveland, probably something like 1.5, and I'm going to play it. And I think there's just a ton of uncertainty baked into this game. I don't even like Denver that much as a team. I just loved the number. Look at now if it's Cleveland, and I would love for you to talk about the injury report a little bit more, because I think that does matter in terms of like offensive line, players we might have thought were going to be out, what we're going to get. Keenum is an unknown quantity. The weather is an unknown thing in the game right now, and how that's going to dictate what happens. It just feels like a total mess. So you're telling me maybe a very low scoring game, I can actually just middle 3 and probably do it pretty cheaply and get 2 along the way. I actually think that's just what I'm going to do. So that's the first thing, is just if you followed us the whole week and you know we're on this, I'm going to middle the game. So like when Denver covers, it's not like yay, Ken. It's not any of that stuff. So Nick, of course, gets dropped right now. So I'll just do a couple more minutes here. But for me, at least, the all week conversation has been, okay, we have Denver, it's valuable. We have Denver, it's valuable. Okay, now what? I'm telling you, I'm going to take Cleveland and just create a middle, and that's it. So, you know, when Denver wins by like 17 points, I actually won't be celebrating very much. I would actually really, really like the game to land on 3, and the total is very, very low. Seems very possible the game could actually land on 3, even some small numbers. I would take pick 2, push on 4, all that stuff's really good if you have that position on the game. If you don't have that position on the game, and that's obviously what we'll talk about a little bit, probably coming up in the next segment as well, but I think the interesting stuff to consider here is Brown's injury report, not amazing, but not exactly like the worst thing in the world. They're going to get a couple offensive linemen back for this game. Jarvis Landry was activated. We'll see like how many snaps he ends up playing and how effective he's going to be. I think the expectation, and guys in the chat, Tyler already actually just wrote it a couple minutes ago, I saw, just if we were going to get an Odell Beckham update, it seems like the reporting on Beckham has been basically like not, like probably not going to play, but you know, like we'll see. Basically, Nick is back in the window right now. So Nick, I was just saying, basically explaining, like I'm middling the game. if you have no opinion on the game, like, what would you do? That's kind of how we started this conversation. So if you want to kind of add on your two cents there.
I'm going to bet the Broncos. It's like, well, great. You could have had 3.5 yesterday. Now the number is 1.5. So I would never Denver. It's a better injury report than expected for Cleveland with Jarvis Landry going to play. Even with Chubb and Hunt, they're running backs. It's like, yeah, they're great, but it's fantasy football, basically. Like it doesn't matter.
Right. We know the running back position doesn't matter. We know that that's not like a spread impact position, basically.
So I actually think, Ken, and I'm looking at the number at Bet Rivers right now. Here's my question for you. Are you going to lay the 1.5, or you just want to play Browns on the money line, like -120? That's what I think I want to do, is just play Browns money line and middle it with my Broncos +4.
And what'd you say the money line was at Bet Rivers? Sorry?
-122.
I can run it with like a low total. I mean, it's like, I think I would play the 1.5 actually, and just eat one for 12 cents. I think that's going to end up being the right call. I can actually like run the math on it. Probably after the show, I probably can't do it during the break, but I'll just say I'll lay the 1.5. That'll actually be what I do.
But you're into middling this as well. You're with me on this.
Yeah. Try to hope it lands 3. Like I don't even hate Cleveland that much. And like, crazy weather game, backup quarterback seems very unpredictable, low scoring, and I get 2 and 3 and push on 4. That actually seems like a pretty fun idea.
Tyler to the left of me, Snake to the right. Here I am trying to middle this game.
Do you want to do what
Can we
would
get
bet?
This middled?
Do you want to do what we would bet if we didn't do that? You want to do that after the break?
Yeah, and also I want to say I like to tease Denver as well.
So, like, if you had no position, you would still advocate for people to tease Denver. Like, someone's showing up right now, you'd just say tease Denver.
I wouldn't bet Denver +1.5, but I like teasing Denver with the Miami Dolphins. I think I like teasing Denver in the Super Bowl 32 Memorial teaser, which would be Denver Packers. I think it's a good teaser leg as well.
Okay. Yeah, makes a ton of sense. I don't know if I'm in on teasing Denver. I think it makes sense low total through 3 and 7, I guess. Might need to think about it a little bit more. I think if you had no position, wanted to bet the game, I think I might actually bet Cleveland. But I haven't really made that decision yet. It's hard for me to think that way.
We'll briefly hit that on the other side. Then we're going to talk about the total, which is dropping like a stone right now. And then the Prop King makes an appearance to give you some prop bets for Browns and Broncos coming up tonight.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Have a lot to do in the final segment here, so we're going to quickly get to some thank yous. 3 great guests on the show today. We appreciate all of them. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Josh Norris, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider. And Mike Gallagher, Establish the Run. Tyler Morales, awesome. Bill Matz, The Overtaker, awesome. Jake the Snake Hassan, awesome. Downtown Mike Brown, GOAT. Coming up after us, BetMGM tonight, Ryan, Tristan, Quinton, a 4-hour live betting extravaganza during the sports equinox. What could be better than that? Great time of the year for those guys to be on the air. Ryan, Trista, Quinton, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here on BetQL. BetQL. You never need to change the... Say that like a 16-year-old, like California like
South
girl.
Park, when Cartman says, like, hey, Cal.
You never have to change the dial from BetQL. Monday through Sunday. Morning tonight, all the wagertainment your little heart can handle. Okay. Any other thoughts on the side, like how we want to play this here? Like, if you're coming in right now, I'd probably bet the Browns, honestly, coming in right now at Browns 1.5, Ken.
I think my like formal show opinion, I guess, would be I wouldn't bet the game at this market, but if you wanted to bet the game, like I want action on the game, I would probably bet Cleveland. I think that's where I would go. And I would not bet the total.
And I think that's a really good way to put it, what Ken just said. Ken, do you have a weather update for us here? Any thoughts on this total, which at Bet Rivers right now, I think it's dropped to about 40 right now.
It's really interesting. So, excuse me, sorry. It's because in the last basically 2 hours, you know, it's like there's weather in Cleveland when a football game isn't going on too. Like a lot of stuff's happening. There's like a ton of tornado warnings the last hour or two, like all over the Cleveland area as this like crazy weather system blows in. But most of the like kind of the information that I'm seeing is basically that's going to be like the warnings literally go until 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central time. So like, if everything goes through, isn't that kind of like everything's fine, basically? Maybe it's still windy, but I think it becomes very like volatile and tough to predict. Basically, like the significant weather is occurring right now. The game obviously doesn't start for another 90 minutes. I think that makes it really tough, honestly, to, you know, like should the total be dropping any more now that it's gotten to this point when we have no idea what it's going to be like?
This is from Tyler. Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham stayed on the field catching passes from offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt. Tyler, who's this from that's tweeting this here? Looks like he's playing to me. Who is me?
It's one of the Browns writers. He's that's at the game right now. I can't pronounce his
name.
Great.
So, okay.
But he's official.
What is it in Mandarin Chinese? Like, what do you mean? Like, can you try to pronounce
Scott
the name?
Petrak.
Okay, Scott Petra. Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we don't know if Beckham's going to play or not. Hopefully we'll have that down officially. I mean, gee, come on, Tyler. We'll have that officially at some point, hopefully before the end of the show or before one of us dies. But let's move on here, Ken, since we've talked about side and we've talked about total. We'll get to the Sports Equinox parlays. But before that, I want everyone out there watching and listening, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. Unless you're driving, in which case don't close your eyes because we don't want lawsuits. Your life is not important to us. Our money is. So close your eyes. Odell Beckham in per Tyler via James Palmer of the NFL Network. That's pretty big news, honestly. Do they have Beckham and Landry tonight? Like, honestly, like I would bet the Browns if you're coming in and you don't have a position here. That's my thought.
Glad we're middling. Let's put it that way. Maybe Denver wins by 2 touchdowns. Very glad that we don't have Denver as a naked position anymore. Very happy.
Yes, me too. Yeah. Ken, close your eyes, please.
Okay, fine.
Now I want everyone out there with your eyes closed, unless you're driving. Imagine a pool, but not just any pool. A big ass pool. The type of pool that you look at and say to the person standing next to you, "Hey, you, check out that big ass pool."
Hey,
the person next to you goes, "Hey, yeah. You're right."
Says, "Hey, call me by my name."
that is one big.
Hey, slugger, check out that pool.
Hey, chief, check out this pool. How would you describe it? Well, pal, I'd say it's a big ass pool. You got it, guy. And in the big ass pool, there are props as far as the eye could see. And by the way, the pool is so big, it's like Travis Scott said in the song "Sicko Mode." She thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. That's how big ass the big ass pool is. So Ken, we've got a big ass pool. The pool is filled with props. Now open your eyes. How would you describe that?
I'd put it as simply as I possibly could, whether it's, you know, as 50 Cent or The Game or any of the other people we've said. Just I was going to try to make like a pop and them thangs joke again. I couldn't think of one. It's the pool of props. We're going to call it the pool of props.
what were you going
to
try and come up
with? I was trying to figure out a way to weave it back into that, but I couldn't. We ran out of creative juice here. It's 6:47 Eastern.
Yeah, the best line on the show today is popping them thangs, which refers to firing weapons.
Bill had it. Propping them thangs. That was.
We're going to prop them thangs. Pew, pew.
Every who we go to. Oh, the gangster.
Every hood we go to, given out the Ernest Johnson rushing movies.
We be propping it's time them now. Thanks.
It's time for the prop king to descend down from thy royal throne. The purple velvety carpets unfurled. He walks over, traipses over to the balcony, and looks down upon you, the listener, the viewer, the peasant.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Poor Jake thrown into the lion's den midway through the season here.
That's tough, right?
I love Rick's like, yeah, I gave
beds. Right.
I love Rick's like, yeah, I gave him directions for everything. Rick couldn't have gotten out of here fast enough.
Like when the Roadrunner in those cartoons like goes through the cave and stuff, that was Rick headed to his new gig.
couldn't get out of here fast enough. Goes, yeah, Jake knows everything. I don't blame Jake. I blame that jerk Rick.
What has he ever done for us? Nothing.
So we'll do Jake.
Meanwhile, I'm texting Rick. Hey, Rick, any player props tonight? Anything you like?
Hopefully at some point before like week 11, we'll figure out what the timing's going to be. That is not Jake's fault. That we'll get that worked out.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, props for tonight. We'll roll through these pretty quickly because I want everyone to give their Sports Equinox parlays here. So, Ken, we'll start with the Pat. I've only got two props. The Prop King's got two props for tonight. But we could discuss some of them here. Any interest now in any of the quarterback props? Bridgewater, 226.5 passing yards. Keenum, 215.5. And they have identical completions and attempt props, 19.5 and 31.5, Ken, respectively. Any interest in the quarterback props tonight, one way or another?
What's Keenum's yards prop again?
Actually, they've dropped a little bit. Both have. Teddy's 224.5, Keenum 214.5.
Maybe Keenum over might be my thought. It's like he's not a rookie. He's worked in the offense before. He has Beckham and Landry tonight. If we think the weather is actually going to be a little more of a non-factor than we thought, 200 seems like a little bit low, honestly. Denver's missing some guys on defense. A little interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to play it or no?
I mean, I don't think so. That's if I had to play one of them, that's what I would play. But
I think that's actually a really good angle, honestly.
Well, I don't want to play props into this game when I look up the weather and it's like tornadoes are moving through. Let's see. It's like, okay, well then I don't really want to bet passing yards overs until I know for sure, I guess.
Fair enough. Let's go to rushing. I want to see if anything's updated here because a lot of these props weren't obviously.
Well, I was going to say, is a lot of stuff even up? Because we didn't know whether Beckham was going to play and we didn't know. Yeah. I guess we knew Brown's running backs and we knew Keenum for a couple days, but.
So we don't have a Melvin Gordon rushing yards prop, which is fine. We have Javonte Williams, 47.5, and De'Ernest Johnson, the former American, what was the AAF? What did that stand for? The American whatever?
American Association?
Yeah, maybe that was what it was. That's a
is that
cool
really
name.
What it was? What a stupid
yeah. Oh, the Alliance.
Or abbreviation.
The Alliance. The American Football yes. Alliance, right? Or whatever. Anyway.
Alliance or whatever. It doesn't matter.
We were betting it like hardcore.
Remember Kanish came on and gave us like 20 plays.
They were like futures plays. Like he was like yeah. The Mel Kiper Jr. of the AAF. De'Ernest Johnson, 59.5 rushing yards, Ken.
I mean, I wouldn't bet the like now the with Cleveland getting all these guys back and just plugging Keenum in, I'm kind of like, aren't the Browns kind of good here? this is my struggle right now. Just, I don't know. Like I got this right. Middle going. I thought I was done. I don't know.
We don't have a ton of time left in the show.
Yeah.
Why don't I just tell you the props I'm taking?
Yeah,
De'Ernest Johnson over 59.5 rushing yards. I know he's not a good athlete. It doesn't matter. Broncos can't stop the run. Cleveland's got a good amount of their offensive line back. De'Ernest Johnson over 59.5 rushing yards. And provided there's no like tornado, like during the game, which like we don't, I guess, don't expect is going
to
happen.
I guess they would go to the locker rooms if that happened too, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
Welcome to Thursday Night Football. Oh my God.
It's like someone grabbed Kendall Hinton.
Gale force winds have literally swept up Kevin Stefanski and his staff. They're carrying them across the stadium.
Right. It's murder.
Oh, the humanity.
All right. All right.
Why were we playing this game? Right,
hold on. Because I'm not going to be able to get through this. Noah Fant, over 41.5 receiving yards, double-digit targets each of his last two games. Browns don't have Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, their linebacker, a rookie from Notre Dame, who covers opposing tight ends. So Dearness Johnson, over 59.5 rushing yards. Fant, over 41.5 receiving yards. And if you can get an over 3.5 receptions for Fant, that's not juiced to the moon. I like that as well. Two anytime touchdown bets. Kendall Hinton, plus 525. Two red zone targets in the past 2 weeks. David Njoku, plus 500 for the Cleveland Browns. That's like pizza or beer money on the anytime touchdowns. Hinton, plus 525. And Njoku, plus 500. Tyler Morales, your four-sport Equinox parlay. Go.
The Atlanta Braves, the Miami Heat minus 2.5. Tim Patrick to score a touchdown. And golf's in my thing. K.H. Lee in a three ball over Charlie Hoffman and Brendan Todd.
Right, we're going to have to, like, we'll tweet that. That is like something out of a fever dream.
Right. Like, a book is like, why does he want to do this? Should we let him do this? Right.
Yes, of course. Ken, what's your sports Equinox parlay?
I know what yours is, so I just went different options in a couple of the games, so we don't have the same one. Browns for NFL, Vancouver, Chicago under, which is my hockey bet for tonight for hockey. Clippers, Warriors over, because I know you're taking Milwaukee. And I'll take the over in the baseball game, too. Atlanta, Dodgers over. Those are my four.
All right. So my sports Equinox four sport parlay, Dodgers, Bucks plus 2.5, Browns. My handwriting's so bad. Browns and the Edmonton Oilers. Four sport parlay, sports Equinox parlay, courtesy of Nick Costos.